is the person who is just, the one who is fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah loves those who are just. What is justice? Justice is فَصْلُ الْحُكُومَةِ عَلَى مَا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That wherever dispute reaches you, that you judge in accordance with the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is justice. Ibn Hazm rahimahullah, he said, أَفْضَلُ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْمَرْءِ أَنْ يَطْبَعُهُ عَلَى الْعَدَلِ وحبه وعلى الحق وإيثاره. One of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah azza wa jal, He makes a person just, and that the person He loves to be just. He loves the truth and He prefers it over everything else. Even your enemy, you have to be just when dealing with them. When dealing with a Muslim or a non-Muslim, you have to be just. Because, ikhwan, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَتَنَازَعُوا فِي أَنَّ عَاقِبَةِ الظُّلْمِ وخيمة وعاقبة العدل كريمة. No people have ever disputed about the fact that the end result of oppression is humiliation and chaos, and the end product of justice is nobility and honor. He said لهذا يروى, and that is why it has been said, الله ينصر الدولة العادلة إن كانت كافرة. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give victory to a just nation even if they are non-Muslims. ولا ينصر الدولة الظالمة إن كانت مؤمنة. And He will not give victory to a nation who is oppressive even if they are believing. Justice, being fair in all of your affairs. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who are just, and He hates those who transgress, and He hates those who spread corruption. So if a person wants to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they should be just and they should be fair, even when dealing with their enemy. Just because you don't like someone doesn't mean that you can be unjust. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Another individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves is the person who repents. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who repent, and He loves those who purify themselves. Repentance, ikhwan, as Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, At-tawbah hiya haqiqatu deen al-Islam. Repentance is one of the realities of the religion of Al-Islam. Wa-deen kulluhu dakhilun fi musamma at-tawbah. the whole of the religion, the various levels of the religion can be included into what is known as repentance. وَبِهَذَا اسْتَحَقَّ التَّائِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ. And that is why that the one who repents, he is one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Because Allah loves those who repent. وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And those who purify themselves. وَإِنَّمَا يُحِبَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ فَعَلَ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He loves the one who performs that which He has been commanded. وَتَرَكَ مَا نُهِيَ عَنْ. And He abstains from that which He has been prohibited. فَإِذَنَ التَّوْبَةِ. And what is repentance? التَّوْبَةِ هِيَ الرُّجُوعَ عَمَّا يَكْرَهُهُ اللَّهُ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا إِلَى مَا يُحِبُّهُ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. And repentance is that you return and abstain and abandon that which Allah dislikes, and you return to that which Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves, outwardly and inwardly. وَيَدْخُلْ فِي مُسَمَّاهَا الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. And in this is included al-Islam and al-Iman and al-Ihsan. At-Tawbah. Na'am. Again, ikhwan, repentance is something important. And it is important that we never think that it is too late for us to repent. Because this is a fikra shaytaniya. This is an idea that has been concocted by the devil to prevent you from repenting and prevent you from purifying yourselves. Somebody may ask or say, I've committed many sins. Some of them I remember, some of them that I don't. فالجواب, the answer. كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, من تاب توبة عامة كانت هذه التوبة مقتدية لغفران الذنوب وإن لم يستحضر أعيان الذنوب. Whoever repents to Allah Azza wa Jal for anything that may have occurred from them, then this general repentance, this all-inclusive repentance, bi-idhnillah, by the will of Allah, if Allah Azza wa Jal accepts it, it will result in a person being forgiven for their sins, even if a person does not recall individual sins. So don't let that prevent you. If you don't recall certain things, don't let that block your path. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who repent and those who purify themselves. Another person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves is the one who loves Surah Al-Ikhlas, and the one who loves to reflect over the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا الدَّلِيلُ. What is the proof? The proof is the hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that a group of individuals, they complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because فَيَخْتُمْ بِقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Because one individual from amongst them, every time he would lead the salah, he would finish with قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا. When they returned from their expedition, ذَكَرُوا ذَلِكَ لِلنَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. They mentioned this to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, سَلُوهُ لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَصْنَعْ ذَلِكَ. Ask him, why is he doing this? Ask this man. فَسَأَلُوهُ. So they went back and they asked this individual, inquiring, why do you finish with the recitation of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ continuously?